Father, I pray that you would bless our time in the Word tonight as we take a few moments just to try to encourage one another and be encouraged from your Word. And Lord, that you would bless our time of fellowship, Lord, next door. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you have your handouts tonight, I didn't put all the scripture verse in it, and I won't read all of them, but maybe just some of them. I'll give you a chance to look them up later and maybe look at those and go over them, but just wanted to encourage you a little bit tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some of the points and maybe pause if somebody has a testimony, a blessing they want to share concerning that point. I'll just pause a moment. Somebody has a blessing, just raise your hand if you'd like to share a blessing or thank the Lord or thank someone here in our congregation, in our church, and express that a bit of gratitude and gratefulness. Things we can be thankful for. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 105, verse 1 through 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. I think we really need to do more on that area. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wonderful works, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. See, as believers, we need to get it right, and that it is in everything give thanks. Even when things are not in place or in times when they are not so good, we should not lose our perspective on gratitude and thankfulness. Number one, thankful for new mercies. Thankful for new mercies. Lamentations 3, 18 through 26. I'll just read portions of that passage. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Pause just for a moment. Anybody like to share a blessing on thankfulness for his mercies and his new mercies in your life? Nothing, any events happen regularly or lately? Yes, Miss Marlene. Amen. 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 Number two, thankful for his... Brother Mel. Well, I'll start preaching over here a little more. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Number two, thankful for his comfort. Psalm 56, verses 1 through 11. Verse 3 of that passage, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Anyone with this, a quick blessing on thankfulness for his comfort in your life or in our life? Yes, Brother Derek. Amen. 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 See, no matter the circumstances, God is on your side, working to give you the best possible life that you could have. Number three, thankful for heaven. Logical verse, John 14, 1 through 6. In my Father's house are many mansions. I look forward to that one day. Before we know it, we'll realize that trump will sound or the Lord will take us home. But I'm looking forward to that for heaven. And I will not need any repairs on my mansion. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Number four, thankful for God's presence. Thankful for God's presence. Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. But before I go on, I meant a little tidbit here for thankful for heaven. Heaven is hope, heaven is peace, heaven is joy. And when you need a little more hope, you need a little more peace in your life, and you need a little more joy, just remember what God has in store for you one day. Thankful for God's presence, Hebrews 4, 12 through 16, just verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Anyone want to share a quick blessing on thankful for God's presence in your life? Yes, ma'am, Miss Pam. Amen. Don't allow your circumstances to dictate your frequency in God's presence. Don't go to God's presence because you got a problem. We're going to be going there for thanksgiving and for gratitude, as we heard Sunday. I mean, going before his presence, it should be a regular thing. And here's something I enjoy, and I need to get on to the next one. It doesn't matter where I'm at. Whether I'm behind the wheel driving, I can be grateful for his presence. I always do it with my eyes wide open. I can be thankful for his presence working in the yard, out on the boat fishing. I can be thankful for his presence anywhere I'm at any time, because God is with me in and through all things that we face. Number five, thankful for daily provisions. Thankful for daily provisions. Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 10. Remember, the children of Israel complained and went on and on about how they didn't have, but yet they forgot. Who shall give us flesh to eat, as they complained about, but so often we forget. See, many times our view is limited and our memory is short when we complain. They had everything provided for them, and then when they went through a few difficult times, then they long for the leeches, they long for the other and the garlic, for other things. But we need to be reminded and be thankful for our daily provisions. Anybody have a quick blessing on daily provisions? Yes, Brother Dave. Amen. Amen. And even like today, it's hard sometimes to thank the Lord for daily provisions when you're sitting on Interstate 10 and it's a parking lot. But you know, I could say thank you, Lord, that my cars might not be moving now, but it is rolling and I'm not broke down causing the traffic jam. I'm not stuck on the side of the road. I haven't been in an accident. Yes, it's a little frustrating, but still, your provisions, it's not me. Amen. Amen. Let's not let our view become limited and our memory short when we complain. And but yet sometimes we just got to remind them of the blessings. Number six, thankful for godly mentors. Thankful for godly mentors. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. I won't read the whole text, but it's a good thing to read later. Verse 2, unto Timothy, my own son in the flesh. Imagine being mentored and sitting under the Apostle Paul. But how about that? Anyone want to share a quick blessing? I thought of you today when I made this note down. Number seven, thankful for a day to reflect. A day to reflect. Psalm 111, and I'll just read the first portion. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and the congregation. Anyone want to share a blessing in reference to thankful for a day to reflect, an opportunity to reflect? I mean, isn't it wonderful to live in a time that we can't share, we can reflect, we can share the blessings that God has given us and be able to, and have a friend to share it with or a church family to share it with? I'll share one. I was encouraged, and it really encouraged me. I know Miss Cheryl's not here tonight, but she shared a blessing and testimony of the night. And I don't know how much you thought about this, but she was thankful to be in a church that had so many men that were faithful and involved. Folks, we've got a high percentage in our congregation of men that are faithful and involved and getting more involved. And that's a blessing. It's a big blessing to your pastor. And it's a big blessing to other men in the church as they see your godly example. And so we can reflect on that as we see other men and want to be like them, want to grow from them, want to learn from them and spend time with them. And maybe also in return be able to reflect and to help and encourage others to be involved as well. Thanksgiving at its core stands for a day of giving thanks to Almighty God for His blessings. We should make that thing, as we mentioned, you heard it Sunday, you heard me Sunday night, on that opportunity of reflecting and sharing our testimony. Number seven, thankful for godly friends. 1 Samuel 18, 1 through 5. The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. What a wonderful example. And I know we've studied this in the past, but finding a friend who helps you spiritually is a blessing from God. A friend who asks you about your devotional life. A friend that checks on you to see how you're doing or just to encourage you is a friend that you should not take lightly and do all you can to return that with them as well. Anyone, real quick, thankful for godly friends? Michelle? Sure, more than one.
There's sometimes, I love being in a church. I love, there's some people you can't help but be around when you can't do your class. Usually it's because of something that they said. But it's just good to have friends who you know love the Lord and they're ready to have a good time with them.
Yeah. Godly can mean funny too. Yeah. Thankful for godly friends. Amen. Yes, Brother John. Amen. Again, finding a friend who helps you spiritually is a blessing from God. So if you have a good friend, thank them, but also say, Lord, help me to be a good friend back to them, as well as being a good friend to someone else. Better. Thank you, Brother Steve. That's East Tennessee. I'm just talking the language. Yes, brother. Amen. It's always a blessing in ministry when we have to move on or being in missions and being in other ministries to hear back from them and also especially hear from them that they're doing well, or just a note saying, thinking about you, thank you for what the role you played in my life, whether it be salvation, whether it be spiritual growth, whether it be discipleship. It's always a blessing. I encourage you, if someone has made that impact in your life, please share that and let them know how much you appreciate them, because when the Lord puts them on your heart, it could be the very day that they need the encouragement. Because even if you're a godly man or a godly woman, even though you're an encourager, even though you're a mentor, you're just like everyone else. We have good days and bad days. And the Lord puts someone on your heart, you ought to reach out and let them know. And I got one of those texts this week, and you continue to pray for Joe Donnelly. He's out of town. Of course, he lost his wife here recently, and we texted back and forth. We were both doing things, but we texted back and forth over an hour, not constantly, but I mean 4 or 5 messages within the hour. And just, you know, and I've been praying for him. He just texted, Pastor, I was just thinking about you. Just wanted to reach out and say, I love you and thinking about you. Thanks for praying. Thank you for encouraging me. And then we went on in some other text messages. You pray for him. He'll be heading back here sometime in December. We'll be here for a little while before he has to head back. But you continue to pray for Brother Joe. It's been rough for him, but you continue to pray for him. But he was encouraging to me, and I thanked him for reaching out. And I said, you beat me. I was getting ready to text you. You beat me to the punch. But and then number 9, the last one tonight, thankful for missionaries. Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 23. Now, thank you for missionaries. Thank you for soul winners. Thank you for those who share the gospel with others. Let's see here. Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word. In verse 21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Isn't it encouraging when we read the missionary letters, we see their picture up on there, and we don't do as much coupon clippings today like we used to as when we were younger, as our parents did, because you have the digital ones now. But I still imagine that every time we read of our missionaries getting a report of someone being saved, we're clipping heavenly coupons. We had a part. We're giving, we're praying, we read their letters, we correspond with them, we help them out financially. We are invested in their ministry, and I'm grateful for the privilege and opportunity to do that. C.H. Spurgeon said, if there be anything about which we cannot tolerate lukewarmness, it is a matter of sending the gospel to a dying world. We should be actively, and we are, in doing that and sending out missionaries, going ourselves as an example. What a blessing it is to serve the Lord. All right, I trust that was a blessing tonight, and we'll have a word of prayer in just a moment and head over and have some fellowship. But before I do, anyone else have maybe you didn't get a chance and something came up and you want to make a comment or share a blessing tonight? Yes, Brother John. All right, we'll have a word of prayer. Hopefully everybody can stay for a little while, even if you can't enjoy some pie, enjoy some fellowship before you have to leave, and maybe a cup of decaf coffee or a regular coffee, but I trust you'll be able to stay around and spend a little time of fellowship. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much, and we do thankful for an opportunity to spend some time together and just expressing our gratitude and our thankfulness for the so many blessings you bestow upon us. And now, Father, I pray that you just bless as we dismiss. I pray that you bless the food and our fellowship together, Lord, as a church family. And may you be uplifted and glorified in our conversation. Pray that you'll meet the needs that were mentioned tonight and those that were unspoken. Lord, again, thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks, if you head on over there, you can fellowship when you get there. And